This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to Bagging It with Balnor. I'm your host, Balnor. I don't have a canonical last name, but I'm here with the Morning Zoo 2 crew, starting with your boy, Hard One Shorefoot.
Oh yeah, baby. Hard One's here and he's ready to party.
Wow. New month, new you. Congratulations.
I feel inspired by that, Hard One.
Wow.
So optimistic.
We got another integral member of the Morning Zoo 2 crew here, Moonshine Sibin.
I don't remember if we usually do introductions in this, but based on what Hard One did, I'm just going to say, oh, yeah, ready to do this.
Oh,
whoa,
yeah.
Epic
if you
intro.
Want a regular introduction, I have one in my back pocket, but I kind of just want to go the Hard One route.
Wow. All right. Well, if you want epic introductions, we're going over to our last co-host here, who's the best introduction ever coming up. Ready? Beverly Togold.
Oh, Beverly Togold the fifth. Awooga.
Wow, he did it. He made a horn
wow,
sound with his mouth.
Wow, who needs a soundboard when you can just poke Bev?
Wow.
Yep, I don't know. I blacked out for a second and that came out of my mouth. How did it sound?
It was the coolest catchphrase I've ever heard, brother.
I pinch Bev to see what noise comes out.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
He really is a soundboard.
Is that good?
There's a lot of gems in this kid. I hold Bev upside down just shaking noises out.
Easy. Careful with that gold. Wow.
Okay, this is
that's
merch.
A good one.
This
let's
is
keep,
merch right here.
Let's keep yeah, Bev upside down so we have easy access to that
he
one.
He's a very old cell phone with a lot of different fun rings that he bought off an infomercial. Anyway, gang, it's been a minute. You know, we've been separated by time and space on different timelines, but
the gods, that's true. Hey,
yeah,
Balnor, yeah,
it's good to see you guys. The gods saw fit to let us come together to record a podcast.
Blessed
to keep using a 9th level wish spell, we wished to be able to record another episode.
Yeah, we had to give 10 years off of our lives. In order to record this podcast, but you know what? We're back.
I can think of no better use.
You know what? If I had a wish spell right now, I would wish for a shout out to the news crew. Yeah, that's right, baby. We're back into it. We got some.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I tripped. I'm sorry. That's illegal
Beverly,
for you to make that noise.
All right. Turn him off. Turn
Wait,
him off.
I just I tripped. Did something come out of my mouth? I don't know.
Yeah, you can do that one in a few years. Okay, everybody. We got a shout out to the news crew ripped from the headlines round Bahumia. First one, the landmark case of Pebble Pot v. Durlin saw Scoutmaster Denny acquitted of all charges of losing scouts to kidnapping due to negligence in the Moonstone Swamp. The Glader on Court argued that Durlin had brought the lawsuit in the Feywild, which was 20 years in the mortal realm and thus beyond the statutes of limitations.
Limitations.
So I'm kind of curious of how do we feel? Obviously, we're disappointed because we'd love to see that craven bastard suffer.
Right.
I mean, you know, honestly, I'm just sick of Pebble Pot's retreating to the Feywild to get that statute of limitations. Usually it's the other way around. You know, a lot of Pebble Pots will just hop over to the Feywild, get the statute of limitations, come back and be, you know, absolved of all
Scott
of their
free.
Various white collar crimes.
Right.
True. Yeah, let things blow over a little bit, just using the time dilation in their favor.
Right.
Who was the judge that tried that case, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was, let me go ahead and look that up. Oh,
well,
was,
I know for certain who the attorney was not, and that was Pawpaw. It was not Pawpaw, because I do believe Pawpaw's only lost one case in his whole life. And it was charges that were brought up, against him.
You know, thank God he lost that case, because that's what drives him.
It was a case about whether or not he was cute, and he had to defend him not being cute. And honestly, it was adorable when he tried.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. He threw that case.
Yeah,
I've never seen him
in the cutest way possible.
There were a lot of protesters outside that courtroom.
It was
very volatile case.
People were furious. But yeah, I think the judge I'm seeing here, I'm looking it up here, the Honorable Judge Dolores Pebblepot.
Right.
This has to be illegal. This has to be.
No way that's
not
allowed.
Are you allowed to just have like your mom be the judge?
Here's the problem. There's pebble pots in every station of government, in every branch of government. Yeah, so
it goes
like,
all the way to the top.
Yeah, that's true. The question is, are there too many pebble pots, or is just democracy
they're
in shambles?
They're like a craven fungus.
Here's the thing. That is actually the platform they ran on in Hillholm, is a pebble in every pot.
That's a good catchphrase.
That's a good catchphrase. But you know, you don't really...
But then I believe their opponent ran on the platform that we're living in a damn pot of pebbles.
Yeah, because why do you want pebbles in your pot? That's not necessarily...
Well, for stone soup, good. Obviously.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that when you run hard against having pebbles in your pot, you really are arguing semantics at that point.
You lose the stone soup majority.
Yeah, right off the bat, you're losing all the earth elementals, and that's a huge part of Galateron, you know what I mean? Like,
definitely,
they're kind of holding up the whole mountain.
Underrepresented. Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, they ran on mostly a loophole-based system, on just increasing the amount of loopholes in Hillholm. And so instead of when they're running for office will hand out like stickers or something like that, they actually handed out little rings because they represent little loopholes. So they just gave everyone gold rings.
Yeah.
So they kind of just bribed everyone to vote for them.
You can buy an election. We know that.
You absolutely can.
In Hillholm, for sure.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I think because Bohemia previously had been mostly monarchies and stuff, so I think we associated the people in power with being rich, so then we're like, okay, let's have a democracy, and then kind of just the rich people then
bought their monarchy back.
Their clothes
are shiny. They must know what they're doing.
Hey, the Crick's the only place they got it right. Hellbot would get his ass kicked in the mayoral race.
Was that Petri Pebble Pot tried to come in, create a bunch of new laws.
You know what? Speaking of the Crick, I've got another shout out to the news crew. We've got some controversy at the Crick recently,
the first ever
Crick library. It's been extremely popular, but the only problem is the boisterous Crick people have made it almost impossible for people to study in silence. Walking in there is essentially listening to 100 people reading out loud while yelling commentary to each other, distracting each other, and leading to fist fights. Moonshine, how do we resolve this going forward?
Well, I think one of the things standing in our way is the librarians are some of the loudest ones in there,
right?
You know, so sort of like the voice of "shh, this is a library" is usually coming from, you know, the people or the visitors, but the librarians are usually talking over everyone to say "keep it down now." And you know, we do have an interesting temperament that a lot of us Crick folk like a little noise. It helps us focus. So there's a bit of a clash. I don't really know how you resolve that other than perhaps installing librarians with more sensitive ears.
Perhaps you could dig a series of tunnels and create some reading room so that people could read out loud in isolation.
Oh, that's interesting. That sounds like a fun thing, to stop by people's isolated reading nooks, bring them candy and baked goods.
Yeah,
just show a little bit of that Crick hospitality to people in the quiet.
Well, here's the thing: if they're all tunnels underground, you could just like drop some Skittles down there if they're getting hungry while they're in a reading frenzy or something like that.
Oh, that's true. We also do have a very loud groundhog and mole population. So,
those guys can party. I got a couple of them by my stump too.
Oh, I forgot. Hard one. Have you been partaking in the library now that you're a Crick resident?
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's called active learning. Like, if someone's reading to me a book about history, it's natural that I would want to get up and act it out.
There are. I'm hearing there are books a lot of plays. Act outs. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, I feel like once you, once someone tells you, you know, you get the gist of the book, then you can kind of take that and then you do active learning and you can fill in the end.
Right.
Yeah. Oftentimes. I mean, Harwan definitely reflects the Crick mentality of like the books are a leaping off point. Mm-hmm. A sentence is a suggestion about right. whether or not you want to keep reading.
Reading is more about getting the gist. And once yeah. you have the gist, you yeah. stand up and you announce, I have the gist. And then people want to know what the gist is. And then it's kind of like a book group that's happening live in the middle to the beginning of the book.
Right.
Not to mention, now it's spawned a whole new breed of Crick folk who are called the gist makers. Right. And they just kind of sell their gists around.
Yeah, they have to-do gists.
Yeah, yeah. But it's basically a little bit library, a little bit study group, and mm-hmm. a little bit like 13 or 14 theater productions all going on at the same time as people loudly act out the things that they're reading. And that's ultimately where a lot of the clashes are coming from. Some people yeah. are reading, you know, pirate novels and they're dressed as pirates, mm-hmm. and they get mad when they see somebody, you know, who's in a sci-fi novel or yeah.
not to mention they serve alcohol. A lot of alcohol. There's free alcohol
there
at the library.
There is a lot of it.
It's free alcohol. And one thing that you have to grow accustomed to with books and libraries is just truly how flammable books are.
Deeply. Yeah.
So
that's been an issue.
It's been an adjustment.
There's a lot of candles, a lot of alcohol, just open tubs of alcohol. And, you know, with all the violent sword play that is going on, reenacting, you know, the Three Musketeers and whatnot, we are, you know, it's a dangerous place. One of the most yeah. dangerous places at the Crick, and that's saying something.
I think that you could really easily rebrand this as a tourist opportunity. It's not so much a library as it is a circus of words. It's just Ooh. So many people. It's like a 42-ring circus just going on in there with everybody reading different passages, sword fighting, getting drunk, inevitably catching books on fire and putting them out. It's a real, it's, you know, it's a catastrophe in there. It's a panoply of action. And I think that we have a real potential to excite people.
Yeah, I'm
Crick.
Definitely going to rebrand it as a circus of words. That yeah. sounds really fun. Not that we need any more people, because again, it's been packed to the gills.
Right, it's a bar. A it's a very
thing.
Popular bar.
There's a line. There's a line out the door.
Yeah,
it's a line out
we
the
need
door.
To, we honestly could rebrand it as just start calling it Boring Library so less people come. Because it is honestly rich with people enjoying themselves and learning. So
yeah. I think you accidentally invented a nightclub, except yeah. it happens all day.
Yeah. You know what? We're getting up to our first ad break here. Hardwin, I'm to understand that you were able to sell some ads that were better fit our kind of guidelines here.
Yeah. I've been selling some ads on the sly. I know I've gotten some flack before, but I actually reached out across the universe, frankly, and I think I found the perfect sponsor for this.
All right,
episode.
So Hardwin sent me this copy. I sent it right down the second before we started recording, so I wasn't able to read it beforehand. So just
okay.
they prefer a live read
it.
Anyway.
So, right, yeah, so I'm just gonna kind of go with trust Hardwin here and go ahead
okay,
and read
you
it.
Okay, we weren't able to run it by our legal team since we've gotten into so
no
much
need.
Trouble.
Yeah, I feel
like we've talked to Hardwin so many times about it. It would be ridiculous for anything bad to happen at this
it's
point.
It's overkill.
He's
point,
due.
Yeah.
He's due, honestly, for us to trust
okay,
him.
Okay, good. All right.
So this episode of Bagging It with Hardwin in Balinor.
Oh, good. They took that note.
Red flag.
I'm glad.
Red flag right off the bat. is brought to you by Vitamin X. Have you been missing that X factor in your life? Okay. Well, it's okay. time to get it pill style.
Nice.
Okay.
Pill style. Opa okay. pill style.
Selling pills. Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with vitamins. Just, you know, read the copy and try not
right?
to editorialize too much is all.
Copy. I'm going to assume you've
just,
tested this and that it's safe.
I'm just saying vitamin X is abundant in leafy greens, so you don't really need a pill of it if you're getting a good balanced diet.
It's just convenient. We're going to have to cut all this out because
right,
the sponsors
yeah.
obviously
well, I'll be sure to edit this down. Your daily dose of X will make you Roman numeral 10 times that's better next. Than you are now. Okay, so that's next. For those paying attention, that is XXX, okay? Now, that's some sexy improvement, but how does vitamin X work, you ask? Allow me to explain.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. So, yeah, it's not just a mystery pill.
Right, okay. It's not a mystery.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Tight.
Let's, again, reading this for the first time, so let's just go right into it. Vitamin X optimizes your body with patented natural compounds created in a lab. It's nutrient-rich and completely safe. It's natural, and it's also science. But what's the science behind vitamin X, you ask?
Oh, okay. Well, they're over-explaining at this point. Right. I think I already get it.
Yeah, okay, I'll
Every
explain.
Every stone turned over.
Right, okay, we'll explain that too. It's simple. Nutrients and vitamins go in your body, and your body becomes better. How? Well, that's the X factor. We can't reveal all our secrets.
Oh,
host ad lib personal anecdote about vitamin X.
Oh.
Here, I guess
quick, Balnor, wait, I think I actually have some vitamin X in my pocket here. I'll just unwrap it. If you can just take it right now.
Do you want me to take it?
Yeah, why don't you take it
great.
So that
that's
you have some
you.
Experience with
and
it.
And Hardwin, you've had this?
I have, yeah, they sent me a, yeah.
I have it all just, time. I guess it would be irresponsible of me not to take one.
Right. host experience is required.
Here, I poured you a glass of Creek water.
Thanks.
You can huff that vitamin
I was trying
down.
To do it.
It's
I was
a very
to do
big
it,
pill.
Dry.
It's
a
thick.
Big pill, and I was trying to take it dry. It's hard.
It really is. I can't imagine it going down a half inch trachea.
That's like the size of
oh
a
my God. Yeah, you have to unhinge your jaw just a little bit.
Okay. I've had it. I feel like I'm going a mile a minute here. I'm sweating and I have diarrhea, but I'm hyper focused, man. This stuff is good.
First. That's the cleanse factor.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm in it to win it.
Fast.
I'm in it to win it. Okay, this stuff works fast, baby. Okay, if you're ready to 10 times your life with vitamin X, just go to swallowxxx.biz and enter coupon code CAWCAW at checkout. You'll get your first bottle of X totally free when you subscribe to our monthly vitamin delivery service, which renews automatically. And you'll get your first bottle of X totally free when you subscribe to our monthly vitamin delivery service, which renews automatically and is subject to increase without notice. Side effects for vitamin X include hives, nasal dripping, anal dripping, loss of toenails, loss of hair, random swelling, and being awesome. Get your X today.
Balnor, your eyes are totally black.
Wow.
I can't see anything.
My fingernails are falling off. They're falling off really fast.
Not to
That's
mention
fine.
Your
That's
sandals
happen.
Are full of shed toenails.
They're falling off fast. They're gone.
But they're growing in faster.
All of my hair's gone. My mustache is gone. Hell.
Oh,
hell.
That's true. You're right. It is. It's Moon all shine. Falling out.
Greater
so
restoration, please. Greater restoration. Somebody pump my fucking stomach, man.
We're going to have to cut all this out. We're going to have to cut all this out. This end stuff right here.
Thanks, Bev.
I mean,
okay.
You know.
Oh, my fingernails did fall out when I touched you. That's weird.
That's not
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's true. I'm getting a bit of a contact high, and it doesn't feel good.
So it gives you a plague, kind of.
I guess that's the X factor, huh?
That's the X factor.
Can I just ask you, Harwin, what sort of associates did you interact with to retrieve this this ad deal? I just want to know, like, if you met the people who are making it, or what laboratory? Are we talking Esri? Are we talking Gladeholm?
Oh, see, yeah, no, this actually came from another world called Trinivale. I met this fine
wow.
older elven fellow. It was kind of like, yeah, it seemed like maybe 100 crow's feet, graying hair.
Well, he was an elf, so he probably would be pretty young looking still.
Yeah, you would think. You would think, but it seemed like life had really gotten him down. He seemed downtrodden. I think he really needed this W, so we gave him... So we're gonna try to sell this product in earnest.
Okay. So an ambassador for the vitamin is now trying to sell it through us. So
yeah,
an ambassador is now buying ad time in other dimensions.
It's a bit of a Ponzi scheme, but the Ponzi scheme should theoretically work as long as we're getting in early enough.
Sure. Yeah. And the problem with most Ponzi schemes is just a pyramid scheme, but this is a trans-dimensional pyramid scheme. So that's some real confusing geometry when you think about it.
Yeah.
Very hard to track and trace.
You know what? And in a twist of horrific irony, it seems that our next ad break is actually from Beverly, who's going to do an anti-drug campaign. We actually just started this.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
We're trying to get kids off of drugs selling them pills.
Are you talking about how, you mean the PSA?
Yeah, we have a PSA.
Yeah, it's really nice that we've agreed to start doing PSAs.
Yeah,
I think this is actually, we were punished for running the Vitamin X sponsorship.
Oh,
yeah. So this is actually in direct response to that.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, the vitamin worked fast, too, so that it makes sense. Everything's quick.
Are you coming down from it now, Balnor? How are you feeling?
You know, with the holy power of Beverly, I now just have a 105 fever and insane diarrhea. But other than that, I feel fine.
I think you pretty much had all that before, though, right?
I run hot. I run around 101, so this is still pretty hot for me.
It's true. I have been using a lot of wish spells to go over to the other dimension and touch hands Balnor so that he can sleep at night.
But, you know, it's been a good, you know, when Beverly is your air conditioner, it means you get to see your friends a lot. But it also means I'm calling him a lot and, you know, probably making it hard for him to move on with his life. Anyway, let's not examine that too deeply.
It's fine.
Ben,
it's fine.
You're kind of the theater director here for our PSA.
Yeah, okay, so the Galateron Safety Council actually commissioned me to come up with a new, cool, relatable campaign to help promote anti-arcane, and I guess now vitamin X awareness. So I am very pleased to introduce my new program that I've come up with. It's called Resisting the Consumption of Arcane Narcotic Elixirs, or Arcane for short, so that instead of doing arcane, you can practice doing arcane.
Arcane.
Mm. Right. Exactly. I got some shirts printed up. You can see it says, I don't do arcane. I do R-C-A-N-E. I think it's pretty clever.
I think I like it because the, you know, cowards who want to fit in can still, on the surface level, fit in.
That's
exactly.
Actually super
helpful.
Yeah,
it gives
me
that, like, veneer of acceptance.
It's kind of like somebody having a shirt that says, I don't do cocaine, I do cocaine.
Yeah, which is definitely...
Which is like, I would just think that person did cocaine.
I'm really glad you guys get it. I thought maybe it was a little too intellectual.
I'm proud of you either way, Beth.
Thank you all so much. So yeah, I put together like a little morality play, which I'm calling Arcane, Are You Kidding? No Thanks. A cautionary play by Beverly Togol V. And there's a part for each of you. I will play myself as well as the narrator.
Great.
And there's another part later on, but I don't want to spoil anything. But Balnor, if you could play that part as well, I'd appreciate
it. Okay, I can do that.
Wow. Okay, here we go.
Thank God I spent all of my time in the Crick Library. I finally know how to read, or at least have the gist.
I'm going to need you to read this script and not just whatever script you want, though, like they do in the library hard one.
Okay. I might go off book at one point, but...
Only one point, though.
I'm trash like I usually am in the library as well.
Honestly, the best reading I get done is when I'm trash. It's just sort of like positive reinforcement of doing it that way.
They say
time.
That if you like study while you're chewing gum, then you'll do better on the test if you're chewing gum. So like if you read while you're trashed, if you're trashed all the time, you'll just be smarter.
A book buzz, sure.
Yeah
that's
buzz,
what we call it. I'm trashed right now.
We open on the SS Stormborn. Moonshine, Hardwon, Beverly, and Balnor are listening to music and all dancing equally well.
Nice. Oh,
okay. Phew! That was fun. I can't believe we're all such good dancers and none of us tripped or fell over even once. Anyway, I'm going to go get us some snacks. Be back in a jiffy. Beverly does a perfect moonwalk off stage.
Ooh.
Balnor wipes his brow.
I think Moonshine's going to moonwalk too. Sorry. I think Hardwon sort of set the precedent. We could go off.
It's not really in the script.
We're staying on book. Okay.
I dropped into a split. Okay.
Okay, everybody, this is my next line. I got the next line. Stop hogging my stage time. Okay.
Phew. Thank you, Balnor.
Great timing. My armpits are drenched and I smell like a pile of dead leaves. I don't know about you guys, but I could use a Bud Heavy. Anybody else want one?
No, thanks, Balnor. I'll stick with Crick Water. What about you, Hardwon?
Neither. I'm going to take a big hit of arcane instead. Oh, nice. Bev, do we actually have the arcade?
What? It's a prop arcane. That's actually just a prop.
Okay.
That's a prop.
Oh. I was just going to say, I'll hold it if we need it. All right.
Well, even if it was just like, you know, like sawdust,
it's hourglass sand. So don't
just don't snort anything. Just in general, okay?
Just in general.
Yeah. I'm gonna snort the prop just to see.
Just real quick, snort it just to see.
It's sand. Hourglass sand. It's sand.
Oh, it's sand. Yeah, it's sand.
Probably worse for you than drugs.
Okay. Very rough sand. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, all this is gonna make my next line seem a little less believable since we just dispelled the myth of the sand being arcane, but wait, isn't that drugs?
It sure is. It's not sand at all. And when I take it, I feel invincible and cool. I'm so stuffed up. And I feel invincible and cool. Come on, try some.
Sound fun. I'm in.
Me too.
All three snort arcane and begin blasting fire and lightning from their fingers and mouths. Suddenly, Beverly re-enters with a tray full of Ritz bits. Whoa, 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 what in Pelor's name is going on? Hard one, you have a nosebleed.
This is fucking coarse sand is all. We're doing arcane. Come on, Beverly, take a hit.
I don't know. Can't that stuff make you explode and die?
That's just a myth, you wiener. Come on. If you do it, we'll think you're cool.
Well, if it will improve my social standing with my friends, then okay. Beverly grabs a vial and starts to sniff what's left of the arcane.
The end. I love it. I think that's perfect.
Hold on.
It's a great lesson.
You're going off book. This is when he was talking about going off book.
Okay,
guys. You know, Bev, you've got some more screen direction.
Yeah, there's
here.
A little more. There's a little more. Yeah.
Didn't realize.
You're doing great so far. Just stay on book or nearly on book. Stay like in this section of the library, please. And suddenly, a loud voice is heard from off stage.
Stop right there.
Huh?
Huh?
Spectral Pawpaw, wearing a backwards hat and sunglasses, rides in on a skateboard.
Whoa! Spectral Pawpaw!
That is right. I sensed you three were in danger and kick-flipped here from the astral plane to tell you not to do those drugs.
Why not? Arcane is just as harmless as creek water, cigarettes, or medicinal cocaine.
That's not true, Mother. In fact, once again, your friend Beverly was right. Mm-hmm. If you take arcane, there is a 5% chance you will explode and die.
What? I had no idea. Guess I'll just stick to cigarettes.
Moonshine lights a bowl refreshing Marlboro Red.
And that's not all. If you do enough arcane, it can cause a wild magic surge or stunt your growth, which is why Hard One is only 5 feet and 11 inches tall.
No! I've ruined my body.
Hard One falls to the ground. Yes?
I don't usually smoke. This hurts.
Those aren't prop cigarettes. I couldn't find any prop cigarettes. You're just going to need to smoke it.
I think there's sand in the cigarettes, too.
The sand is everywhere.
I dropped the cigarettes on the beach. I'm sorry.
You coughed and the sand got everywhere. You snorted half of it and then sneezed.
It's eating me from the inside.
Hard One falls to the ground and starts crying, but Balnor doesn't look convinced.
Wow. Psh,
whatever, I don't care about those side effects. I've cheated death before, and now I'll do it again.
Balnor, no! Balnor takes a huge bump of arcane and then transforms into a sheep.
Bah!
A sheep? Maybe if I eat that, I'll get taller.
Hard One, no! The arcane has warped your mind! Hard One eats sheep Balnor.
Oh.
Beverly wheezes profusely. Oh. Moonshine walks over, still puffing away.
Hey, what happened to Balnor? I was too buzzed to notice.
No! I swear on Pelor's perfect pectorals that I'll never do arcane!
Good for you, Beverly. And remember, if anyone ever tries to get you to do arcane, just tell them that they are being insane.
I will. Ooh. Now how about some creek water and cigarettes?
Now you are speaking my language.
The end.
Wow. I mean, that is really good stuff.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't want to spoil this for you guys. This is a few years off in Bohemia, but, you know, time loop stuff and everything. And I was talking to Alanis for a while. It actually turns out that cigarettes are bad for you.
No way.
What?
It's going to be discovered
at a certain point. I know it's just like eating an apple or having an orange or something.
I'm pretty sure the tobacco farmers would need to tell us if that was the case.
That's a super interesting theory.
I'm pretty sure the pebble pot tobacco farm would have to inform the folks.
I think just kind of connect the dots here that the pebble pots
connect to the pots.
The
Are you saying that all those big billboards that say cigarettes, it's for breakfast now, are lying?
Yeah, they're misleading to say the least.
Wow. Huh. I guess I'll have to update my script a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Can I pitch something for your script, Bev?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I think another catchphrase you could have is, Arcane, you are able to say no. It's a biblical reference. I know we don't have the Bible in Bohemia, but if you go to another dimension called Earth, there's these characters called Cain and Abel.
I read a part of it at the library, actually. I got the gist, and I pretty much filled in the rest, though.
Wow. A lot of people do that, actually.
A normal
way to take it in.
Yeah, you're okay. Right. Maybe the book ain't bad, but the way that's used sometimes is.
Although the people who take it completely literally are arguably worse. But anyway, you know what? We've got big news in this world. Another shout out to the news crew. Big news. Former Lord of the One Hells, current Guardian of the Dusk Mother in the Ruby Dawn, Pendergast the Betrayer, a.k.a. Pendergreens, finished digesting the Hellfire Crown.
That's
and
amazing.
Is free to travel the planes. So please welcome to the Material Plane and to the studio this time, Pendergreens.
IRL guest, get
out. What's up, guys? You guys got another chair here, or I can just sit here
I'm so sorry. We don't.
In Balnor's chair.
Hey, man, come on.
We'll split seats here, Balnor.
You're huge, man. You're like 12 feet tall.
Yeah, you know what? I've been working out a lot. It makes you taller when you work out.
Pendergreens, now you're here, actually. I would love to test something with you. Seeing as you got magical digestion that made you digest the Hellfire Crown, can you just try this little thing called Vitamin X? I just want to see how you break it down. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Huge. That's a big pill, and I need a...
But he still took it dry.
Took it down dry.
Is it even down yet? It sounds like it's still stuck in your throat.
See it?
Wait, is it in your cheek?
Okay, I got it. No, it's good. You know what? This is going to be, you know, I have...
Did you chew it? You're not supposed to chew it.
Yeah, to chew it down. For me, this is sort of a baseline. I skipped lunch, which for me is normally 4 to 7 Monster Energy drinks. So this for me is
real
just kind of a light lunch, if you will.
Yeah.
So I think this stuff's great. I fully endorse it. if anybody dies from it, you can sue Balnor. Don't at me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we can splice this in with the earlier ad.
No, I'm literally willing to read anything for money if you want. I'll get in there.
Finally.
Well, what about this morality play against Arcane? Would you be willing to go on the record being against Arcane?
Kind of just letting bygones be bygones. If something makes somebody explode, you gotta kind of look at it from the other side and be like, is that kind of rad? If you think about it. Anyway, reason I came here was I talked to Balnor a little bit beforehand. I wanted to do sort of a diet and exercise segment because me burning off the Hellfire Crown, I think it's a summer, a lot of people trying to get that tight body, lose the lbs, or maybe beef up a little bit, get nice and big.
Everyone's trying to work off their crown tummy.
Yeah, exactly. So I was finally able to digest the Hellfire Crown. I just want to give you guys some tips. So you guys know it's hot out, right? Like it's summer and it's like hot out.
It's hot out, yeah.
So if you've got...
Balnor's running hot even.
So when it's summer, kind of a good thing to remember is that you're going to want to eat things that kind of cool you down.
Like cucumber smoothies.
No, not necessarily. So I've actually got a play-by-play on how I kind of burned off the Hellfire Crown. 3 p.m., you're going to want to wake up.
That's late, right? That's
a little
late.
I'm so sorry.
You should be awake by then. Okay.
Are you saying you're to get a lot of sleep, or is that early to you?
Well, we'll get into that. You start your day bright and early at 3 p.m. You're going to wake up.
Right.
You're going to have breakfast. That's going to be 3 mini bags of Cool Ranch Doritos and a York peppermint patty.
One regular size bag.
Yeah, I was going to say one regular size bag. Why do you need the mini bags?
One regular size bag. That's super interesting. This is all about portion control is really what that's all about.
Oh, okay. So that's why you get your chips in mini bags because it allows you to do portion control.
Yeah, exactly. So that, because you want to do numbers, you know what I mean? You right. want to crush bags. So you don't want to just be like, oh, I had 10 bags of Cool Ranch Doritos. But if you do that with a full-size bag, that's a little bit of a problem. But if you have 10 mini bags of Cool Ranch Doritos in a day, that's fine.
A question I think we're going to get from our audience is, when you buy the mini bags, you've got to buy them in a variety pack. So are you buying, I guess, 3 times as many variety packs as you need so you can get all the Cool Ranch Doritos?
Or
that you
like
need?
The Fritos going to come into play later?
No, you just throw those out.
Yeah, okay.
You just put them right in the garbage.
Cool. All right. Okay. I kind of like them. Okay.
This is where your paycheck's going. Okay. This is where your paycheck's going. So the Cool Ranch is going to go ahead and cool down your stomach. And then, of course, the York peppermint patty is going to freshen your breath and clean your teeth.
But what about you can brush your teeth? I imagine you woke up.
I'm so sorry. You can brush it? Yeah. Well, yeah, you can. You can brush your teeth, but there's a lot of different ways to kind of keep your teeth clean.
Can you just give me, flash me a smile, Pendergreens?
I sort of, when I smile, I do sort of an O face, because like, when are you more happy than when you're slanging some rope?
Oh my God.
Excuse me?
Moonshine vomits.
moving on. Moving on.
Yes, please.
Moving on. 4 p.m., you're going to want to do a Bowflex freak out. You're going to do, this is high intensity interval training. You don't want to do 15 seconds on, one game of Rocket League, 15 seconds on, one game of Rocket League, 15 seconds on, one game of Rocket League, 30-second freak out, blue Gatorade break.
So that's a minute and 15 seconds total.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Are we doing math here, Hardwin? I didn't realize you were a math guy.
No, never.
Are you a workout guy or a math guy? Because you can
workout guy.
Yeah, cool. That's what I thought.
Hardwin shuts up.
Yeah.
Hardwin, I noticed you were drinking a red Gatorade, even though it's summer. That feels weird. Pendergreens, what would you recommend for that?
Yeah, so, you're going to want to stick to the blue Gatorades. I prefer the Frost series. There's Frost, Glacier Cherry, Frost Glacier Freeze, and of course, Frost Tropical Mango. Blue Gatorades are a staple,
still blue, even though it's mango. Yeah.
Of any diet. It's not blue. It's actually kind of yellow, but it's got that frost in there. And frost is a blue word, if that makes sense.
What about Frost Cinnamon?
Frost Cinnamon? That's a little bit of a contradiction, but isn't life just sort of a contradiction?
Moonshine remembers Pendergreen saying slinging rope and vomits again.
Beverly thinks about it.
moving on.
We can't move on. We move on and we always come back. We can never forget.
5 p.m. You're going to want to put it in order at Pizza Hut because it takes time to make a pan pizza and you have to respect that because you don't want to be a knob. So
pan pizza is usually smaller, huh?
Pan pizzas? Well, they're deep. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a big question. A lot of people think...
I was thinking of a personal pan.
No, this is not personal. This is... Well, it's personal. I call it a personal family style. That's when you eat a family style dinner just by yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pendergreens, I must ask, a pizza is a pretty warm dish. Is there any way that you cool that down?
That's actually a great question, so that's what I was just about to get to that. So at 6 p.m., you're going to go ahead and eat your 2 large pan pizzas, family style, by yourself. And then you're going to cool it down with a blue slushy, or if you don't have a 7-Eleven nearby, you can slum it with a blue Gatorade.
Do you have a 7-Eleven nearby?
Oh, yeah, there's tons of 7-Elevens in hell. There's pretty much nothing but 7-Elevens down here. That's where we get all our groceries.
Okay. Not to be a math guy again, because I am a workout guy, but at this point, you've been up for 3 hours because you woke up at 3 p.m.
Right.
We've had three bags, small bags of Doritos, of York peppermint patty. You played, I think, four games of Rocket League. Worked out for a minute and 15 seconds, then ordered a pizza. You've been up for 3 hours. You've had two large pizzas.
Yeah, you've had, and I just want to also clarify, okay, how many Gatorades have you had at this point, 3 hours into the day? Slushy. I'm just thinking about sort of the biological processes you need to, get rid of.
Well, you can do, extra large Slurpee, so it only counts as one drink. So that's one.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
Or like a gallon. I go to 7-Eleven, I go to, says you can just bring your own container. So I've got like a Home Depot bucket that I fill with blue slushy. Sometimes I'll get like a Coke Freeze. Sometimes I'll get cherry. I'm not going to lie. It's red and that should be hot, but it is an icy. So it is by definition icy.
It's a good loophole.
Oh, thank you. So at this point, I've had one bucket, Home Depot bucket full of Frosty, and then I've had 3 to 6 regular Gatorades.
Okay. Now, okay.
Pendergreens, this is all making perfect sense to me.
Thank you.
But I have to wonder, with all of that blue flavoring to keep you cool during the summer months, how do you avoid getting nasty blue mouth? How do you avoid staining your lips a very dark shade of purple or blue?
Oh, well, that's actually a really interesting question, because then you're actually going to heat it up by 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. You're going to have a heated gaming marathon. Just get fucking pissed off and just fucking burn calories and just freaking freak out and eat garlic knots. And you just go nuts and you just yell at everybody and you're just a miserable fuck and you just scream and you're just fucking mad and you're just pounding garlic knots and covering them in marinara sauce.
Okay, so you're
angry. I have a question. Yeah.
I'm sorry. How does it, like? Let's say I went into an epic gaming session, but I just wasn't really feeling that angry. How could I bring myself to that heated, angry place needed to burn the calories that I want?
Well, you know what? You're just gonna want to like hop on League of Legends, and you want to start a new account so that you're playing with the noobs. Okay. I'd like to try to work my way up to like some of the higher ranks, like all in one night, just to put myself through the stress of sweating and freaking out at people and getting banned and making a new account. And sometimes I'll just like kick my computer and then I have to walk to Radio Shack or Circuit City in the middle of the night. And that fucking pisses me off. So then I'm sprinting because I want to get back into my gaming session. So I would recommend just play with noobs. That'll piss you off. Noobs or knobs. That's what I say.
So sometimes at 4 a.m. you're angry sprinting to Circuit City to get a new computer.
That's
how you spend the night sometimes.
So, and you would recommend
that actually makes sense. That's a better workout than the 1 minute and 15 seconds of freaking out on.
The Circuit City is 33 miles from my home.
Oh my god,
far!
Yeah. You run an ultra marathon.
That's how you're actually burning the calories. It has nothing to do with the blue Gatorade. It's the ultra marathon you run when you break your computer.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Did I bury the lead here?
You fully buried the lead.
Run an ultra marathon.
No wonder you're taking in so many carbs. I feel like you're not eating enough, frankly.
Interesting. Oh wow, maybe I should buy another pizza. That's crazy, huh? Well, you know what? You can always learn something new. You think you've figured it out. Anyway, then you're going to head to bed around 7 a.m. And then you got to be ready to do it all again by 3.
Okay, so you're getting 8 hours of sleep. That's good.
And then on the weekends, I just sleep through them.
This sounds like a pretty stressful schedule. I mean, is there part of you that struggles to fall asleep after such a busy day, knowing what a busy day you're going into, especially?
You know, that's a great question. I'm usually blackout drunk, super tired from the 33 miles I've just run, just completely crashed from the sugar. I've got virtually no protein in my diet. It's just all carbs, all sugar, so much exercise and freaking out and getting mad, so much mental anguish. And then I just real quick just chug some Smirnoff Ices and hit the hay. I ice myself.
You ice myself. Because it's summer and you're fighting off that.
Yeah. You got to keep it cool.
Now, Pendergreens, I know a lot of health professionals these days say you should keep a little nest of garlic knots in bed with you in case you need just some nighttime carbs. Do you recommend that?
A knot nest? Yeah. As you know, that's a perfect... I think there's kind of no wrong way to eat garlic knots, but I think knot nest is probably the most tried and true way to eat garlic knots, and who am I to...
that's what everyone I know does.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, guys, what do you know? It's been fun.
Do you think you're going to go slang rope?
Moonshine vomits again.
I regret saying it. I'm not going to lie. I regret saying it. I try to be a respectful guy. I was trying to think of an interesting way to say "oh," and I went too far. That's on me. That's honestly part of it.
You know what? You went blue, but you've been drinking nothing but blue. So
that's true.
I'm going to have to change the rating for this podcast episode.
Yeah,
it's usually PG.
Right. Hey guys, you know what? That's been fun. Let's never talk about Misha and swinging rope again.
Okay, you brought it up again.
I'm starting to get on my shoes at this point, which is fine.
I'm out of here. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Vander Green.
Bye.
Stay safe. Keep it healthy. You want any vitamin X for the road?
You know what? I might as well. I'll wash it down with a Monster Chaos. That's the orange one. It's orange flavored.
Yeah, you know, if you subscribe, be sure to use our coupon code. It's Kalka.
Oh, that's actually pretty interesting. I will check that out. Coupon code Kalka, yeah.
Again, he's eating them like Mike and Ike's. He's just crunching them in his mouth. Yeah, I don't think that's good.
This is normal for me.
Not too chalky for you?
You know, it's pretty chalky, but, you know, pizza sometimes can get chalky if you leave it out for a while and then you eat it. Well, I better get going.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, all right. Give me my knife back, goddammit. All right.
So much wisdom hidden between those obscene statements.
I know. Yeah. He really, right. I mean, he really proves his power every time he speaks.
Indeed.
Yeah. I feel like it was a little strange that he, you know, kind of failed to mention that he runs a marathon every day. That was
but
weird.
That's that humility, though. Like, you know, like you don't get to be like in charge of hell without a sense of humility.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just, can you imagine eating so many calories that you still have a gut and you run a marathon every day?
Oh, I think it's that marathon.
Incredibly inspiring.
He sprints it. He's in insane shape. He's an absolute fucking machine.
I'd love to examine his knees.
I'm shocked and I'm in awe. His knees have to just be gone.
I forgot to ask him if he takes off all the armor before he sprints or not.
Oh my God. It's like good Lord.
I don't think I've ever seen him with his armor off.
Yeah.
I would love to see the CCTV footage in that Best Buy Circuit City after he finishes the marathon.
I feel bad for like the customer service person who has to talk to him in that state.
Yeah.
Fresh off like 18 miles, like halfway through the run, pissed off that he kicked his old computer and needs a new one. This guy, where's this guy getting money? He's wasting chips.
I think he's been on the side sort of destroying other things in his gut. Mm, and so I think he's running a small hustle, destroying magical cursed objects in his stomach.
That's super interesting.
He's also playing a lot of online poker and doing surprisingly well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, you know what? We're getting close to the end here. Why don't we do one more shout out to the news crew before we head our ways across the plains and across time before we get to come together again and record a podcast as the gods see fit. You know what? This last one, this is more news from the Crick. There's been a recent controversy of littering in the Crick. A large collection of homemade dwarven pornography has washed up on the shores of the Crick. Either somebody knowingly threw it out there or someone was trying to hide it and it blew away.
Yeah, I'll weigh in. It's weird. It's almost as if the tides just keep bringing it back in and someone keeps throwing it out and then the tides keep bringing it back in. It feels like a stalemate between whoever's pornography this is and the body of water itself.
It's fascinating. It's
hard,
like,
hard one. You've moved to the Crick recently, correct?
I've moved to the Crick, and I noticed this early on at the
So you
at the Crick.
saw so it.
I didn't see it. I didn't see
it. Okay. Because I was going to say, there haven't been that many people who've seen it.
Oh, I've heard about it. I heard about it. But I never saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty much same day that Hargwon starts laying his roots, it starts happening. And, people were making jokes like, it's the welcoming committee for Hargwon, because he's the only new person.
That was funny. But I mean, is it pornography or is it art? Because I haven't seen it. I didn't know if it was,
there's a big question.
Bee tree charging some brown leaves to see it. And I, of course, what better way to spend my leave? So I actually have looked at it. And I could say definitively it's not art.
So you wouldn't say it's tasteful? You wouldn't say it's tasteful at all.
It's functional, from what I hear.
Yeah, it's functional. There is an anatomical coldness, but also a sort of shaky desperation.
From what I've seen, and it's they've actually added some to the library at the crypt, I was able to check some out.
Yeah,
you saw it, and what did I'm interested just on your take because I know Moonshine didn't find it to be very tasteful, but you've been to many museums.
I got the job done. I was able to
function. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But do you see like an early talent, an emerging, not talent? Do you feel like there's raw potential there for the pornographer, for this sicko, to maybe get better?
I found it strange how it was like a perfect fusion of surgical and desperation.
Yeah. Right.
Where like the hair was beautifully rendered.
Mm. Thank you. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But then it would be like you would get to like the feet and it would almost seem like the artist had given up and like didn't want to draw them and just a lot of times would put like a bunch of rocks or like a sword or like it would seem to be like a crudely drawn horse in front of the figure. Just to like try and disguise it.
The hands kind of like they don't do any accentuation of fingers. It's just like a little mitt with a thumb for every single one I saw.
Yeah, it'd be like if Michelangelo really, really focused on the dicks and then just like put them all behind trees so you couldn't see their arms or anything.
Well, I think that's
like, and then just did like sort of a straight line smiley face.
Yeah.
Look, I'm as disgusted by this as everyone is, but maybe they're trying to say something. Maybe just that, that society focuses mm-hmm. just on the nudity. And
it's funny that you mentioned this because at one point it got put in the Crick Museum and there was a plaque added to it that precisely said that. Of course, this was not put in by the curator. This was an act of vandalism.
Did they call it that? Was
quickly removed. But yeah, the plaque did make the same point,
I do think my favorite piece in the collection has to be the one where it is a giant dwarven woman, it seems, and then a very small human man being held in her palm, and there's a little word bubble that's saying, "I'm so small. Oh gosh, I'm just so tiny, and you're so big. You're so big.
Yeah, that's the one that actually finished me off.
Hard one breaks into a flop sweat. And where did you find that one?
That one actually, a crow kind of just like it was stuck in a crow's talons.
Yeah, we actually
he's out to get me.
There's been a full on investigation into this because the Crick does not take honestly littering or destruction of pornography lightly.
Yeah.
And so we've actually got the head investigator on this, resident Berry Boy Cooter, on the case.
Got some
updates for us. Let's get him on the
latest officer.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. So listen up. We've kind of narrowed it down to sort of the area that we think the pornography started at.
Yeah,
Okay, good. Yeah. Maybe we can just cordon that off and just forget this whole thing ever happened. Let's just shut that section of town down.
Just make it like a biohazard zone, you think?
Well, it actually, hard one, you might be interested to hear that it is in your area of town, so I don't know if you'd want it shut down.
No,
it was right over by, strangely enough, by you and old Cobb, but
The only thing is that there's just so much of it that I don't think you could have done it in that short amount of time. It just seems like it would be impossible. Just dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of pieces. So we're looking at Old Cobb right now.
Wow. You know, I'll be honest with you, Cooter. I had this exact same problem on the SS Stormborn. I don't know if you guys remember, but that ship was littered with pornography.
Oh, yeah.
And it actually overlapped almost entirely with some time that Old Cobb spent on the ship. So
you will testify against Old Cobb.
Against Old Cobb for the littering and destruction of pornography.
Papa, will you be representing Old Cobb in this case?
I'm gonna roll an insight check. Papa looks up at Hardwon, then looks at you and gives a nod. Rear.
Okay. Never mind. I plead guilty. Cooter.
What's the punishment?
Oh, the punishment is you got to draw some more for us because people are going crazy for it down at the library.
Yeah.
And you got to stop throwing in the crick because get all soggy.
Yeah. We do not like our pornography soggy.
It was definitely me. It was definitely me. I'm going to work on the hands. I'll work on my hands.
Those are your shaky hands, Hardwon?
Not anymore. Now if I can do it in the full light of day.
Hardwon, we all knew it was you, and I don't mean to jump the gun, but I take out a beautiful wooden easel and some art supplies.
Hardwon sits down and pops a vitamin X. You'll have 1,000 by the morning.
I'll stand behind him and touch hands every time he starts to pass out or overheat.
Thank you, but close your eyes.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much, Cooter. I think that about wraps it up for this episode of Bagging It with Balinor. We've caught the culprit, and he's been inspired to create more art.
Thank you.
What a truly beautiful thing. Thank you so much to the Morning Zoo 2 crew. You know what? Let's go out. Let's give Beverly a squeeze and see what kind of noise comes out. Oh my God, he's sick. Did you get into the vitamin X? Bev, did you get into the vitamin X?
I just looked at one. I just looked at one for
well,
a minute
Oh, you gotta
straight.
Close your eyes, bud.
Oh, God.
It's the end of the show, everyone, and that means I need to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders, starting with Jeffrey S., Andrew M., Beardman Dan, Brad D., Cutter W., and Danielle the Dastardly Dame, employees at one of the Ruby Dawn's many 7-Elevens. Whenever they see Pendergreens approaching, they send a runner to light the torches so that all the realm's many convenience stores can be forewarned of his coming. Danny P., Dylan B., Elena C., Haldor Frostback, Steelbreaker, and John S. Supert the Mushroom. Crick folk who have become voracious readers since the library was installed. One day they all accidentally started reading the same book out loud, and then they started acting along to the book, and thus the Crick's vibrant theater scene was born. Jordan DJ, Scott D, Adam R, Mixologist Michael McD, Balnor's Boy, and Jibe G, members of Pebblepot PR, a firm whose sole purpose is to make the Pebblepot seem electable. All of them have made deals with various devils to achieve this near impossible task. Justin I, Elena M, Jacob C, Daniel R, Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, and TJM the Gnome Barbarian. Members of the Clean Teens, a group of improvisers inspired by Beverly who go around Bohemia spreading anti-arcane awareness. They are also the only improv troupe sponsored by Marlboro Reds. Destin C, Trele the Crayfay, Sergio, Salazar, Solomon, Sakurayas de Sequani, Kelvin Noodles, and Michael L. Pendergreens, Call of Duty squad mates. They've never actually finished a game because Pendergreens rage quits halfway through each match. The only reason they stick around is because he sends them apology personal pan pizzas. Richard X Machina, Anna, Trask the Traveler, Troy McSee, Jorius, and Ryan, a legion of wizards hired by Jens Lindell to teleport Vitamin X from Trinivale to Bohemia. All of them nearly died during the procedure, and Jens has sworn to almost immediately forget their sacrifice. Mike H., Nicholas C., Sam L., and Samuel B., curators at the Crix Museum of Fine Art. Currently, they're working on installing Hard One's Gemma drawings in the newly opened Horny Wing. Zolo Dolo, Austin MR, Gage M, Colton B, and Jens Christian T, Pendergreen's dietitians who would have killed any other client but the giant Hell Knight gamer himself. Matthew E, Andrew B, Reese NS, Eric and Andrea B, Kaylee E, and Jordan L, deep pocketed Pebblepot lawyers who are as rich as they are craven, and baby, they're craven. Matt M, Barnesinator, CC Lulu, Jarity, and Jay, Balnor's poker buddies who swear they're going to listen to his podcast, but they haven't gotten around to it yet. It is going to be awkward when they get together and don't get any of his references. Christopher B, Dana G, Joe McGee, Aiden RH, and Austin C, the co-writers of Beverly's Anti-Arcane PSA and the CEOs at Big Tobacco Bohemia, giving Bohemians a smooth, delicious smoke for over 3,000 years. Eric G, Aaron S, Lucas B, Luke H, and Timmy R, Vitamin X testers who have been up for 9 days straight and haven't taken a solid shit since the Allah's Cataclysm. Get off that stuff, gang. Devin W., Michelle O., Dan, and Calum L., the cross-planar podcast company that hosts Baggin' It with Balnor. They are hoping the fact that they are based in the Feywild will create a legal loophole to save them from any Vitamin X lawsuits. Maxwell C., Mike K., Steven C., and Nikki W., the co-hosts of Extra Baggin' It with Balnor, a Baggin' It with Balnor post show with a roundtable discussion that features classic commentary by Old Cobb. It's way more popular than the actual podcast. Grace G, Karen T, Shane B, Kevin M, and Mateo C, the only Circuit City employees brave enough to confront Pendergreens when he's halfway through a marathon and looking for a new computer. They are employees of the millennia. Raul N, Maribel the Kitty Morphing Gnome, Angel B, and Esme M, Pendergreen's guildmates on WoW who kicked him out for rage quitting too many dungeons, only to reluctantly let him back in after he sprinted to each one of their houses and begged them in person. Michael C., Robert F., Casimir the All-Knowing, and Chris R., the librarians at the Crick. They are essentially very loud bartenders who will fight you if you have an overdue book. Nicholas D., Michael K.M., Panama James, Eric McD., and Nathaniel P., Hard One's neighbors at the Crick whose stumps are constantly covered in hand-drawn pornography every time there's a strong wind. Rebecca O., Nick L., Jack L., Temporal, Burley T., and Christian A., the group of concerned citizens known as DAB, Dads Against Balnor. They were just formed this afternoon after hearing the Vitamin X ad, and they're the 38th group of concerned citizens created since Hard One took overselling the ad deals. Jay Dragonborn, Jonathan O., The Red Rain, and Drew Nasty, Pendergreen's physical therapists who take care of him after he's run multiple full marathons in heavy armor. They have had to reconstruct his body from scratch several times. Dave H., Feldonis, Grant, and Adrian the Halfling Bard, green teens who are so well behaved that they were actually heavily affected by Bev's PSA and will never try a drug ever in their lives. Huh. Good for them. Except they do love cigarettes now. Oh no. Eric B., John H.N., Adam G., New York, and Nick W., Crick librarians, aka amateur DJs. Every library needs its hype team, and these guys are it. Be sure to pop by the library between 2 and 4 a.m. to catch the wildest part of their set. Ryan W., Axel A., Christian S., Catherine S., Zach W., and Ben A., the team of doctors it took to get Balnor to come down off Vitamin X. He's finally back to his normal 103-degree fever and loose stool but not full-on diarrhea. Thank goodness. Douglas A., Nathan, Big Bad John, Brittany B., Emilio D., and Frankie Koala, some bodybuilders who are all on the Pendergreen's regiment of 3 tiny bags of Cool Ranch Doritos and 1 minute and 15 seconds of exercise. So far, it's not working, but you have to keep at it for years. Keith K., Ritterin, Felix N., David K., Aston S., and Cody C., Crick teens who have gotten their hands on Hard One's oil painting porn and thought about hiding it in their fort, but the paintings reek of desperation and they're not that sexy even to kids actively going through puberty. Pork Chop, Raphael O, The Sandrian, Chanel M, Hannah W, Alice and Depressed Demon Hunter, the group of volunteers stationed along Pendergreen's ultramarathon route to Circuit City. They have strategically laid out rest stops where Pendergreen's can refill his Home Depot bucket Slurpee to stay hyped and hydrated. Justin Raccoon, Patrick B, Vashguard, Blair the Bug Blair Barblarian, Finn C, and Alice A group of teenagers who heard the Dare style arcane skin and instantly vowed that they absolutely had to try that epic drug. David M, Lauren H, Minette F, Pat L, Savexel, and Janina E, the scientists behind the questionable vitamin X. No one is sure what the benefits are, and you can't ask these scientists because they all died testing vitamin X. RIP. Thank you so much to all of our listeners, all of our Patreon subscribers, and of course, our benevolent Council of Elders. You can head on over to patreon.com/nadpod to listen to our after show, The Short Rest. We'll catch y'all next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.